It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Good morning, West Michigan. It's Saturday morning, and you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We have a fantastic show today, something that's really special and near and dear to Barbecue Bob. We are located out at the Michigan Army National Guard on 44th Street Southwest. Bob is ex-National Guard, so this is near and dear to his heart. So we put together what I would consider one of the coolest shows we've done so far. We've got a lot of representatives from the National Guard here. We're going to be cooking for them a little bit later. We've got a lot of cool stuff. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Jop. Good morning out there, Grilling World. We are live at the Grand Valley Armory, the Bravo Company of the 125 on 44th Street. And we are surrounded by the fighting proud of America, the Michigan Army National Guard. And these guys are all dedicated troops, souls, and a bunch of these fellas are going to be shipping out here in a couple weeks. So the least we can do is give them a little round of applause and come down here and pay our respects and thank them for the great job that they do. In that process, we've asked for Colonel Gillum, Denny Gillum from Front Lines of Freedom, to come down and join us. And we've got High FX video going on here from High FX Media. We're going to put up a YouTube video on this so we can get all these troops sucking down brats from Delski, from Sobey, from Van Ball's, and from Byron Center Meats.
And the Cannonsburg Grist Mill, too.
And the Cannonsburg Grist Mill. There you go.
So those meat markets have all been a great partner for us today because they helped us out with providing some meat for these guys, because the Grilling Guys have got the grill smoking out front right now. Drive by. You'll see it. The rig's out there. Jordan's out there cooking up some brats. So we're ready to rock.
That's right.
Diana Stamfler from the Michigan Summer Beer Fest is going to be calling in today. We're going to get back on the road with Mike and Chris Peters. If you remember those guys, they're the ones that travel all over the United States on behalf of the Kansas City Barbecue Society. And they're talking about pairing wine with some of the barbecue. We're going to be talking to them in the second hour. Big Paulie, our Goomba from the East Coast, is going to be calling in and talking to us about some barbecued rib secrets. You're not going to want to miss that. This guy is a pro, and he's got some cool stuff. As Bob mentioned, we're going to be talking with Sergeant Denny Gillum, and we got a little special project that we're going to touch
it's
on today.
Colonel Gillum?
Pardon me.
He's going to put you in a chokehold.
I probably just did. He's
can
behind
somebody
me.
Somebody take the mic from this guy.
Yeah.
Go get to some push-ups.
Yeah, I was looking at the Michigan Fallen Warrior Memorial that the guys here, retired Sergeant Lewandowski, is putting together an effort here to raise some money to put a memorial up here right on the grounds that is going to tribute all the fallen soldiers since 9/11. And sadly to say, there's over 100 of them, and want to put that memorial up here. And the Grilling Guys are going to do all we can today to help him raise some money, because this is a wonderful thing. They've got a mock-up of it here. It's going to be cool. It's right here in town, and it's something we need to do. So,
that's right. And Colonel Gillum's going to touch base with Sergeant Lewandowski, and that's the famous kielbasa name, by the way. We're doing brats and kielbasa out there today, so I don't know. I hope we're good enough for this guy. He looks like a serious brat man,
Yeah. Serious
kielbasa guy. I should have brought that kapusta that I got from Sobey's yesterday.
Yeah, well, it was too good to bring here, right?
My mom wouldn't let it out of the house. So right now what we're going to do is we're going to cruise over here and talk to Captain Shook. And Captain Shook, thanks a lot for having us into your fine establishment here this morning.
Oh, you're welcome, and thanks, guys, for being here and, you know, preparing some food for our guys.
Hey, it's the least we can do. And what is your function here?
I'm the company commander for Charlie Company, 125 Infantry.
Man, you are a young company commander.
Oh, thank you.
I must be getting old, because you guys used to look old to me.
Yeah. I say I have the face for radio.
You scared the heck out of us, too.
Okay.
Hated running.
Yeah.
Well, and I've been working very closely with Sergeant First Class Freeze, and he's been just working really hard to get this all put together, so we really appreciate all the help he's put in there, and we want to chat with him in a little bit. But tell me exactly, Captain, what are you guys headed into here in the next few months?
Right now, we're training up for a deployment into Afghanistan within the next couple months. Basically getting over there and preparing full spectrum operations. So basically anything and everything. But ultimately, you know, legitimizing the government, getting the Afghan people to, you know, defend themselves, basically. So
legitimizing that government, that's going to be a trick.
It is
good
tough.
Luck to you on there. So you must be like a public relations specialist?
No, but a lot of training.
Yeah.
So
what's the job of the 125?
Again, it's just full spectrum operation, so it's anything and everything. So not one definitive operation.
In terms of typically what the 125th is good at, your primary function is soldiering.
Roger.
Yeah.
I mean, we are an infantry battalion.
Yep.
So boots on the ground and, you know, whatever they call for.
Any mechanized stuff there going with you?
No,
just Humvees.
Roger.
Okay.
How long do you think you're going to be deployed for? Do you have any feel for that?
It's been basically a year the last few times, so.
Wow. Well, let me be the first one to say thank you. You're leaving your families behind, and you're stepping out and taking care of it for all of us so that we can enjoy the freedoms that we have here, man. That is a cool thing. That you know, hair standing up on the back of my neck just saying that. So it's cool. We are very blessed to have guys like you that are willing to do this.
You're welcome.
Yeah. You know, you have to be here, and if you're on 44th Street anywhere, cruise in here, check out this grill out front with Jordan out there smoking up the brats and jerky. We got a little venison jerky that we're going to be feeding you here
good.
In a little bit.
I'll
but stop in here and thank these guys, because if you look them in the eye, it's the guy next door, Captain Shook, Sergeant First Class Freeze, Sergeant Barnes. These guys are just the guy next door. When you see them in the neighborhood, they got a Nike T-shirt on and running shoes, and you know, they could be heading down to the Spartan store for some steaks, and you wouldn't know it, other than that they're fit and trim and their haircuts are perfect. But
they are, and you know
awesome.
What? That's the cool part, because you know these people. They're not just a number and a name, but these are your neighbors and our friends and our families, and you know, we just got to keep them in our thoughts and prayers when they're over there taking care of us. But
yeah. They'll be on C-17s here in a couple months probably. Is that what you're going to be taking over?
That's usually we'll take a jumbo jet on the way over there, but mm-hmm. once we to and from countries,
okay.
usually C-17s.
Maybe going to Germany or who knows where.
Possibly.
Doesn't matter, yeah. And can't even describe that, but there'll be a point in time when they're sitting in a cargo bay in jump seats and getting ready to land on it. Who knows what? Could be a hot strip, could be just they put that helmet on, they throw that M4, M16 over their shoulder, and they get to booking. They got a big old 70-pound rucksack on their back, and when those doors open up, the top shirt, he's screaming at them, and they're all booking. Or they're just deplaning calmly at a nice, secure base. But either way, that's a big deal.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. Barbecue Bob is in his element today. We are at the Michigan Army National Guard on 44th Street Southwest, and we are doing a little tribute to these guys that are going to be shipping out in a couple weeks. And we are cooking, we are got the smoker rolling, and we're going to have a great time here today.
It's Army barbecue.
Yeah.
This is going to be good.
Barbecue Bob style.
So, Captain Shook, we sure appreciate your time, and thanks for chatting with us here for a minute.
Yeah,
we just want to chat with Sergeant First Class Freeze for a second, if we can.
Yep.
And this is the guy that put this whole thing together, and he ran into my son Alex down here during drill, and Alex had to do extra push-ups and stuff because he didn't bring you any barbecue. So tell us how that worked out for you.
Well, like I said, Sergeant Sawyer out of Greenville put Alex in, and I had joked with him a couple times throughout drill. I was like, when are you going to get your dad in here? I hear him on the radio all the time. So, you know, have him come in, cook us some chow for us or whatever. And just it worked out with time frame with the 125 drilling right now, and it works out best anyways. I'd much rather have them get the time and you be able to feed the guys that are getting ready to deploy overseas. So.
And your job, you and Sergeant Barnes, you guys are recruiters. You're actually posted at Ferris. You're
yep.
up at Ferris about every day.
Yep, yep, I sure am, Bob. I'm recruit for the my title is OCR, on-campus recruiter for the Michigan Army National Guard. I'm a liaison up there. I recruit for the National Guard, non-prior service, meaning people that haven't ever been in the Guard, most of them anyways. I am also an instructor with the ROTC department up there, freshman level.
Cool. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL every Saturday from 9 to 11. Right now we're down on the Grand Valley Armory on 44th Street. We're with the 125th Infantry, and we're talking with Sergeant First Class Sean Freese, and we've also got Sergeant Barnes back here, and he does the recruiting from this post, mm-hmm. and does a few more enlisted guys. Sergeant Barnes, thanks a lot for joining us this morning also. Your job and your function here is primarily as a recruiter.
Right. I'm stationed in Grand Rapids on 44th Street. I recruit from Byron Center all the way down to Wayland.
Okay. Don't you guys have a recruitment center, an all branches recruitment center, just around the corner here somewhere?
Right, yeah, down
is
the street.
Is that where your office is?
No, I'm right here.
Okay. Because I actually took Alex to that one a long time ago. I'm just having a little flashback now.
Right.
Or maybe Jordan.
I got a question for you, Sergeant. How is the recruiting in these times when, we're at war, the service is so prevalent and everybody is so appreciative. Is it more difficult now because we're actively at war to recruit people, or are you getting people to step up?
Well, yes and no. Yes being definitely, you know, you get a lot of people they don't want to go over there. But at the same time, you'd be amazed how much people are willing to step up and say, hey, I want to raise my hand and defend the country. All right.
So if any of our younger listeners are out there, is there an age group that you have to be in order to be a recruit?
You got to be at least 17 years old with a parent consent and 35 before.
Okay.
35.
So you and I are out on the top end, Bob.
It said that they're looking for, you know, help out front. So,
all right, well, we can make something happen. We can work something out.
Cooks or something.
Well, let me tell you what we can help with, and it's this Michigan Fallen Warrior Memorial. If anybody's listening out there, these guys need $400,000 to put this memorial up. If you've been watching the news at all in the last few days, our federal government's broke. They're fighting over not shutting the government down and how to cut trillions of dollars out of a budget. And projects like this that are so good and so meaningful to our community are the first ones that get to go. So we are doing all we can today to help raise some funds for this thing. We're going to have retired Sergeant Lewandowski on a little later in the show, and he's going to tell us more about it.
Great. And you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We'll be back in just a minute. You are the antidote that got me
by something strong like a drug that got me. The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.